I'm John Oser with today's Ozone Mailbag. And Tucker from New York writes, am I the only one who thinks Blackman is underperforming? I feel like he's relying too heavily on his athletic ability and getting sloppy and lazy when the time comes to really step up. Less flash, more consistency. Well, if you expected 1,000 yards and elite status from Blackman, then sure, he's underperforming. That wasn't realistic. You want a rookie receiver to show he can compete at this level. Blackman's doing that. Now comes the part where he learns how to work and do the little things you have to do to be a great wide receiver. That's the hard part, but it's also the most important part. Steve from Hudson, Florida writes, bet your inbox is angry, but I don't care. I show up for the street fight each week. So I got some black eyes, but I am a Jaguar fan. Excuses are for wimps. I heard there may be a bully in the alley. Can't wait. See you there.
For one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
Nicholas from Anchorage, Alaska writes, the Jaguars are showing this is just a game of inches. As in, if the Jaguars can gain a few inches, especially in the third quarter, we're happy. Clever. The offense is struggling. This third quarter stuff is particularly disturbing. One first down in the last 2 weeks on offense, and on defense, teams are just dominating the Jaguars coming out of halftime. The Jets had 99 third quarter yards a week ago. The Dolphins, 200 third quarter yards on Sunday. 200. Yeah, Nicholas, it's not just the offense. It's everything. It's rough. Jacob from New York writes, I like it when we throw. I like it when you get a package and it comes with some of that little bubble stuff that you can pop, pop, pop. And I like things that smell like strawberry. Stan from Jacksonville writes, it's all bad. Stan, you're right. When you're 2-12, it's all bad. And when you're 2-12, even things that didn't start out bad, go bad. The Jaguars had spots early in the season when the offense was effective. They had games when they fought. There were games when the defense played tough. Lately, it's all sort of come apart and nothing looks good. That's what 2-12 is all about. After the season, we'll begin the process of unraveling, breaking down, figuring what needs to be fixed. And it will be a process. And Kurt from Jacksonville writes, I'll be at the game Sunday with my little boy. Luckily, he doesn't understand numbers yet. I told him the Jaguars won Sunday. He was happy. And next Sunday, if we lose by 50, I'll tell him we won again. He'll say, we beat the Pats. Go Jags. I wish you were my dad. And Nancy from Boulder, Colorado writes, what's with the penalties? I hate to say it, John, but at times it looked undisciplined Sunday. Well, that was a major theme of Mike Mularkey's coming out of the postgame Sunday. Too many penalties and not enough discipline. As a coach, he absolutely hated it. And as he sees it, that's not what the locker room is about. Look for that to be a major focus this week. And finally, Allison from Lone Star writes, John, Tom Brady in town this week. He's quite the celeb. You're a celeb too. But as I see it, maybe the comparisons end there. What about it? Any comparisons between Ozone and Tom Terrific? Well, I researched this, and not surprisingly, there are differences between Tom Brady and the Ozone. Tom Brady is a salary cap issue to his NFL team. The Ozone is not. Tom Brady does the red carpet. The Ozone does not. The ladies dig Tom Brady. Well, maybe we're not so different. But seriously, research revealed that Tom Brady and the Ozone had surprising similarities. Tom Brady likes to get a workout in. So does the Ozone. Tom Brady likes to lay in the grass in a manly, wintry jacket. So does the Ozone. Tom Brady likes dogs. So does the Ozone. Tom Brady likes to do him some sparring. So does the Ozone. Tom Brady likes to casually sit in a hall and show you his shoes. So does the Ozone. Tom Brady likes to casually hang out in a cafe and read the paper. So does the Ozone. And while we couldn't quite get a picture to pair up with this one, we'll add on a serious note that Brady is a lot more than a photogenic quarterbacking dude. He's maybe the best quarterback in the NFL right now and one of the all-time greats. On Sunday, he's coming to Jacksonville. And Jaguars fans will get a glimpse at a future Hall of Famer at the peak of his powers. And joking aside, seeing that is something to savor. The guy is special. One final thing about Brady, though. Whatever similarities or differences we may have, I will say this. His taste in eyewear, pretty good.